I'm reading from John, the second chapter, verse number one. It says, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." You need to do what your mom says. And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Foot washing, that's what they were there for, to wash people's feet when they came in. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus at Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Well, they followed him, but they didn't believe until they saw the miracles. How many times had Mary told friends and neighbors that Jesus was the Son of God? She knew. Mary, did you know? Yes, she did. That God told her that Jesus would save them from their sins, that he was a miracle baby who now has become the miracle man. How many times did those people roll their eyes and scoff at what a ridiculous thing that she has said? Perhaps she saw them whispering about it as she was in the marketplace, whispering about, you see Mary, something wrong with her. But now at the wedding, when all of the town and all of the neighbors and even the governor was there, Mary was validated by the miracle that Jesus performed. I told you he was God. Mary, did you know? Now she is again the talk of the town. But it's a little different now than it was before. Lifted to a position of the mother of God. Today, the church is the mother of God. How many times have you told people about the miracle-working God that we serve? How many times have they rolled their eyes and thought we were a little ridiculous, fanatical? What's wrong with you people? How many times do you go to church? You really believe these things that are in the Bible? Many perhaps disassociating themselves from us because we believe in the miraculous. Well, God, like with Mary, will always validate our witness with signs following to show himself strong on behalf of those, well, that simply believe in him. Jesus' last words before he left in the clouds were to his disciples in Mark, the 16th chapter. Mark chapter 16, starting in verse number 16, he says, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So baptism has something to do with salvation. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Here's the validation. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand or the power of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and followings. Validation. Hey, we lay hands on the sick and they do recover. We see power in our midst, you see. We are the real mother. If you look at Acts, the fifth chapter, shortly after the church was born, chapter 5, verse number 12, it says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed, everyone." Validation. Validation. Does it happen anymore? Absolutely. If you believe, you believe in a baby, then believe in a man. Believe in the miracle at Bethlehem. Believe in the miracle man who still walks through our midst. He's not in a manger anymore. In fact, he left so he could be closer. Today, people aren't looking for another story about the baby. They're not looking for the story about the birth. Oh, thousands of people are rushing to Bethlehem to see that star in the floor in that little church. I've been there years ago. But they want evidence of his reality in their lives, not just a story about what happened thousands of years ago. We are going to see even greater miracles than these. He said we would. You know what it is? A validation. We have truth. We believe God. God still does these things. Amen. John, the 14th chapter, our last scripture, starting in verse number 1, Jesus saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions." I've said this so many times, those two words mean singing bodies. We're not going to need a house in heaven, folks. Amen. "If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." Isn't it amazing that God goes to prepare a place for us, but have we prepared a place for him? "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me but the Father. And if ye had known me, ye should have known the Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him." A child is given, a son is born. And his name shall be called the Everlasting Father. Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and sufficeth us." And Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else, believe me for the very work's sake, or for the miracles. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So what validated Jesus was the works, the miracles, the signs, the wonders. What validates the church? The same. Greater works than these. Amen. I like what Mary said. I plan to teach something else tonight and this afternoon. This verse just struck me. In John 2 and 5, his mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Just do it. And then when you do it, you're going to see the miracles happen. You see? Hallelujah. Our job is to tell the world, whatsoever Jesus saith, just do it. And we will be validated by the miracles. I want to see greater miracles. Amen. There are people out there rolling their eyes, even that you're even in church tonight. You could be partying someplace else. They don't understand the value of the relationship, you see. But if they once come into a spirit-filled church and feel the Shekinah glory, the power and presence of God, all of a sudden, there's a validation, and they're not rolling their eyes anymore. They want to know more about this Jesus. Amen. I'm glad I know. Amen. Would you stand with me, please? Glory to God. This year, new year approaches, and you make your own decision as to how much do you know him? How much do you want to know him? How deep do you want to go? And what do you want to see? Amen. Wise men still seek him. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this year. We thank you for this time of the year. We thank you for everyone that's here. God, you are the gift that keeps on giving. You're the unspeakable gift, Lord, and we're grateful. We're grateful for Bethlehem, but we're even more grateful for Calvary. And we're grateful for the day that we're living in when you can come close to us. We can be filled with your Spirit and blessed. In Jesus' name. Would you turn and shake someone's hand and wish them a Merry Christmas?